Training camp starts next week. The Jets got picked for Hard Knocks, and Quinnen finally signs his contract extension. All that today on JetCast. JetCast Nation, what is going on? Welcome to episode 25. We got a lot to talk about. Ray, it's been a little bit. How you doing, man?
It has. It's going. Baby's good. Life's good. Quinnen signed. Training camp starts in just a couple of days. I feel like I've been waiting way too long for this.
Yep. Yeah. What do you think of the Hard Knocks? Do you think it's going to be a distraction? Yeah.
No. I mean, we saw what Damian Woody said. Damian said that they loved it back in 2010. It didn't provide any distractions. If anything, you know, it gave them a couple of good laughs. So I don't think it's going to be a distraction. I know all the naysayers, well, they're implementing a new offense. You're going to get film on it. Let's not act as if the Jets don't pre-screen anything that goes out to the public. I love the insight. More insight, the better. I'm one of those big fans of Hard Knocks. I watch it every single year. For the Jets to be on it, especially when there's only a couple of teams eligible, when we have the potential to win a Super Bowl, it only adds more excitement to this offseason.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this, but the team that's on Hard Knocks gets the final say to actually what's shown on the show. They get to preview everything. So there is a little bit more work involved for the, I guess, the media team and the higher-ups, because they have to review all that footage. But the fact that they actively, I mean, they never actually came out publicly and said they didn't want it. It was always all through the grapevine, right? But I think it's pretty clear now that they didn't want it. And the only reason why I could think that they didn't want it was because they thought it was going to be a distraction. So I would hope that, you know, the veteran leadership on the team, you know, starting with Aaron Rodgers, make sure that it's not a distraction. It's going to be more cameras. I mean, they have cameras anyway, right? One Jets drive is filming everything. So we're going to get one Jets drive and we're going to get Hard Knocks. Now, they're only doing training camp, right? Was it last year or the year before they did like the whole season with like the Lions or something like that?
I'm not too sure about that, but usually, yeah, it's only training camp. I remember it's only four or five episodes. I think it was five episodes last year. I mean, you get the extra episode this year because the whole fame game. Right. So that should be exciting. I mean, for me, there's no distraction. It's just bring on more content. We're dying for it in New York, and what a better market. I mean, if you're going around all the teams that were out there, I know Commander fans were crying for it. At the end of the day, nobody knows who your quarterback is. We got Aaron Rodgers, a top five defense. Yes, Washington had a great defense too, but this is New York, baby, and that's where it's at.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I still worry a little bit about it, but again, as a Jet fan, I'm going to eat up every content, just like every one of us. And I can't wait to do some reaction videos on the episodes as they come out. It's going to be fun. But I still, it's always in the back of my head. I'm always waiting for the shoe to drop, honestly, after so many years of disappointment, you know. Breece Hall thinks he's going to be ready week one. Do you think that actually happens?
No. I think he's going to be ready week one, or I think he's going to be ready week one.
They'll probably hold him back.
That's what I'm thinking. I think that they love Izzy. We keep hearing the storylines that they expect this kid to be able to shoulder a big load right off the top. Maybe not necessarily be a three-down back right off the bat, because we all know he needs to work on pass blocking, but that's something he's going to dedicate to.
Right.
You know, this training camp coming up, Michael Carter is a third-down back. I actually think that there's a chance, you know, outside chance that Dalvin Cook may still be in the mix. I mean, I know I'm an optimist, but, you know, something's going on there. We got reports that Miami offered him a sizable contract, but he wants way more, and they're not there together. And training camp's right around the corner. So if he's not signed, you know, maybe you look to the Giants with the Saquon Barkley situation. Maybe he goes there. You know, there's supposedly reports that he might hold out week one.
Do we know at all, like, what he's asking for? Have there been rumors?
Saquon, for Dalvin Cook.
Cook.
I haven't heard anything. Supposedly, it's quite close to the vest. I heard months ago that he was potentially looking for $10 million a year for a couple of years, but I think he's going to get one of those one-year prove-it deals. You know, that's just what it is. He's coming off shoulder surgery. He's one of those backs that are off the hurt. He's 27 years old.
Right.
This is not baseball or the NBA. 27-year-old running back is considered getting on the back end of your career for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt, obviously, to have Dalvin Cook. And I saw Breece was kind of seemed like he was a little upset through some of his tweets recently. Mm-hmm. But he's a young guy, but he's got to understand that getting someone like Dalvin Cook is no way a knock on Breece Hall. It is more so we want to make sure that at least for the first 6 weeks, your load is less because we don't want to see you injured again. Basically, that's what it comes down to.
It's also going to make Breece's career go longer. If Cook's taking a couple of carries away, but Breece is still explosive, it's going to help him get that second contract.
Exactly. And, you know, I do like the idea of Izzy being in there, but, you know, there is no substitute for a veteran player running the ball. So, Quinn. Quinn finally got signed. Got his extension. It was 4 years, $96 million, right?
Yep, 66 guaranteed, about $24 million a year, and it's about time, man. If any Jet fan out there off the top of your head could just go, oh, this guy, the last Jets first round pick to get a second contract with his team. I mean, I can't believe.
Do you know who it is? I tried looking it up. I can't find it.
Who is it? Darrell Revis? No, Muhammad Wilkerson, probably.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. It's got to be Muhammad, which didn't work out. But, you know, I hear some things through the grapevines. People I know that know Muhammad, supposedly the Jets rushed him back from injury and the whole yada yada. But that's in the past. We're not going to compare the two. But, you know, getting him done is such a vital part. It shows these players here we take care of our own. This is a place where you want to come. I know people are arguing. We're arguing in spaces today. Who's better? Who's more important to this team, Quinn Williams or Sauce Gardner? To me, without a doubt, it's Quinn Williams. 12 sacks last year. The pressure up the middle that he could provide for this team on a four-man rush is indispensable. You could drop extra guys into coverage. That's not going to create sacks at the end of the day. At the end of the day, Quinn demands a double team. It's going to free up Lawson, free up Johnson, free up Huff, free up McDonald, free up JFM, free up Clemens to get those one-on-one matchups. Because if you leave Quinn in one-on-one, we know what he can do, and that's how vital he is to this defense's success.
Talking about Sauce, Asante Samuel's an idiot.
complete idiot. stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah, like what the hell was that all about? And then taking shots at Darrell Revis. Like what are you doing?
First ballot Hall of Famer, arguably top three corner of all time, and you're not even in the Hall of Fame. You got an one first team all pro to yourself, buddy.
We have our Darrell Revis quote shirts in the Jet Cash shop. I'll have the link in the description. Says the exact quote. Try again, mother sucker. That's exactly what it says.
Yep. He's still going today. It's like,
is he?
Yes, he's still going today. I still see guys like Garrett on Twitter taking care of him. Paul Riley, our guy, our contributor, he's taking care of him. It's like, Asante, I don't want to hear anything. It's funny because one of the Revis' tweets, he goes, yo, we all knew in practice. I was in the wide receiver room. We were all saying, just do a double move on Asante. He bites every single time. And Asante's trying to go back saying, like, Darrell Revis wasn't great. Did anybody see the short I posted? Chad Ochocinco. You have Megatron out there.
Oh, everybody. Lewis, everybody has Marcus that. Golston. Everybody has that graphic. Everybody uses that same graphic for Sauce. You know, they just change the names up. But, I mean, it's insane. Relevant. Revis goes from being a bit of a quote-unquote bad guy when it comes to Klecko, and all of a sudden everybody's back to liking him again because he's putting Asante Samuel back in his spot. So,
oh man, I couldn't, but when I see that, I'm like, is that real? And then of course Sauce actually had a space with Darius Slay on Twitter, which was awesome. They were talking, you know, just about the ins and outs of the game. And it's amazing for a guy like Sauce Gardner, who won first team All-Pro in his rookie season, which hasn't been done since 1981, Ronnie Lott, the great Lott himself.
The great former Jet Ronnie Lott.
Yeah. But think about it. He's in that space saying, I know what I need to do better, which I found out a great tidbit that I would love to share with you guys. Sauce Gardner said coming out of college, he felt more comfortable on the right side playing cornerback. And when he came to the Jets, they said, we're going to teach you to play on the left side because, believe it or not, the better receivers typically end up on the left side, which I never heard of. And then Sauce put it into perfect perspective. He said, for quarterbacks in the NFL who are right-handed, it's a lot easier to hike the ball and get it out quick to your guy on your left side. You don't have to change your
football. Offensive right side.
Yes, the offensive left side, the defensive right side. So if you're a right-handed quarterback and you're taking the snap,
I get what you're saying.
Go right over your left shoulder to that quick hit.
I get what you're saying.
It's amazing when you think about it because you don't have to shuffle your feet around. But Saul said he's comfortable on the right side now, very comfortable on the left. So I wonder if this year it's something us Jet fans should take a look out for. Is he going to start trailing those number one receivers more, considering now he has experience on both the left and the right? But one thing we also got to take into consideration is DJ Reed really comfortable on the right-hand side? If he is, I trust him going up against number ones as well. We saw what he did last year.
Right, right. It could be Cromartie and Revis all over again. They were interchangeable. You know, Revis would always follow the number one guy wherever the hell he went. And you know, it's crazy that Sauce's numbers were still so good, even though he stayed on one side of the field, right? Mm-hmm. He was tested, and I think coming up in this next season, we could see a drop in his production, whatever Asante Samuel considers production, just because he's not going to be challenged.
Can it get higher?
Yeah, well, it's
first team all pro. We can't get higher.
But offensive coordinators are going to get smart. They're not going to want to test him, right?
Right.
After seeing what if they have the ability, they're not going to bother trying to throw in his direction. We saw with Darrelle Revis, 2008, 2009, teams are testing him. 2010, no one's throwing the ball his way anyway,
right?
Just because there's no point.
And even a bigger reason, that's why Asante Samuel looked ridiculous, because he's out there throwing out his interception numbers, and Revis is like, nobody throw at me.
Yeah.
They refuse to throw the ball at me. How am I supposed to – that? You know, it's not like defensive line where you could still throw a double team and get production like Quinn and Williams. If they're not throwing the ball at you, how are you going to get picks?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an erroneous argument.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb. Oh, boy. You never get a quiet week as a Jets fan.
That's New York, baby. Come on.
You never get... Yes, yes. Everything is blown up in New York.
That's what Asante Samuel was saying.
Stats are fake. Actual number stats are not true. Just because you have Kelly Green or Gotham Green, whatever the f*** is at this point, on your jersey.
And that's what Carter Johnson was saying, was Sauce got more recognition and Revis or whatever gets more recognition from Samuel because they're in the New York market. And I'm like, did we not show the stats from last year?
Right.
Everybody's coming at Sauce like, oh, well, he didn't get picks. Well, the guy's a rookie. I would rather, listen, a lot of people love Diggs on the defensive side, but he gambles a ton and gives up a ton. I'd rather have a guy that's a lockdown who bats everything away and gets an interception here or there. I mean, we saw it last year. We keep talking about he stayed on the left side. How about week one when Robert Saleh, week one, his first ever legitimate start in an NFL game, switched Sauce onto Mark Andrews, and he had that great play in the end zone to break up a touchdown.
Well, I think Baldy had a good breakdown of that play. Where he picked him up. He saw him coming across the field, and he picked him up. Baldy put it as he's going to go find some work. And he just having that vision for a player that's so young is scary to think about. And everybody talks about interceptions. I'm just going to say this. One of Woolen's interceptions was he undercut a route that Tom Brady was running, and he slipped and fell. So I don't know if that really counts, but it's never easy as a Jet fan. You know, we deal with a lot of negativity around the team, and it's been for a long time, and a lot of lazy fans and a lot of lazy Twitter trolls will just put it on.
Fans
well,
don't want
it's
us
the
to
Jets.
Be good. That's
yeah,
what it
it's,
is. They don't
it's
want
the,
us to be good.
Right. They'll just say, "Well, you know what? It's the Jets, and that's that." And that's not the case anymore. You know, we actually have players that can play. You know, we have the offensive rookie of the year. We have the defensive rookie of the year. This team is worlds better than it was even a few years ago. So
I know. Shout out to Joe Douglas, man.
I love looking at that graphic when the jerseys first came out, the new jerseys came out, and you had Sam Darnold, right? You had the box safety.
Yep. Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams, and you had Quincy and Nunwa.
And probably what? Was Leonard Williams still here?
Yeah. No.
I remember when they first introduced them. Remember? I remember watching the stage and
that was the
Bobby
dumbest
Anderson came out on stage.
That was
awful.
That was the dumbest. Thanks a lot, Chris Johnson. I hope Woody came back.
Hey, but you know what?
Just...
Chris Johnson gave us Joe Douglas.
No, Chris Johnson gave us Adam Gase, who gave us Joe Douglas.
You're right, but remember, Chris had to fire Mike Maccagnan right as the season was starting.
Right, because Gase told him to.
Right. Well, he still did it. He had cojones to do that.
All right, so we got training camp next week. Right, next week it starts.
Yeah, we will be at.
I was going to ask you, do they have the dates out yet?
They have the dates. Season ticket holders get preference. So that's where I'll be looking to pick up my tickets, and hopefully we'll head down there either 1 or 2 days for training camp. We would love to come out and interview some of the fans, get their feel on what's going to happen this season. We might make a couple of videos in it. So if you're at camp, come say hello. We would love to get an interview with a lot of the JetCast Nation people and make a collab and see what everybody's feeling at camp this year.
Awesome. So before we go, this episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code JETCAST at checkout and you'll get $20 off of your first purchase. Again, that's JETCAST at checkout for SeatGeek. Ray, any last words before we dive into training camp next week?
God bless and stay healthy. That's all I want to see. Come out healthy.
Aaron Rodgers better not play a single preseason game. He better not touch the field.
Stay healthy.
Right. Just honestly, don't even dress. Don't even dress. Just show up
in your underpants.
Bubble wrap. Like the bubble wrap. Like the bubble wrap kid in the Little Giants when he's walking out to the field. Okay? That should be Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
All right. All right, so we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. Go
so
Jets.
Long.